Hey now.
Hi.
100.9. What else about what the cat? Good morning.
Hi there.
Hey there.
Sean and Adrian, sometimes flounder. We're going to do a song breakdown. And I asked the listeners what they wanted for a song. Just something where they're like, really? This is the song. I love it, but.
This is what they're talking about?
So, I mean, you could not have really come up with a better one for that definition than this listener. And it's an oldie. It's a country song. And you could do, there's so many, because I don't know if you know this or not, but I do an afternoon radio show where I play old country, 80s, 90s, early 2000s. And we play this song a lot.
Do you?
I love this song. When I was young, this song came out, and I absolutely loved the song for multiple reasons. Didn't really so much get into the lyrics of it, you know, but I loved the singing of it. I loved the back and forth of it, and, you know. I also had a crush on one of the singers.
Oh, okay.
Just saying.
Hints.
Just saying. So
this is a Bruce Springsteen song?
No. It's a Reba McEntire song.
Ooh.
And when I say song breakdown, Reba's one of the first ones I think of. Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia. Come on. Seriously? You know, that whole thing?
Mm-hmm.
And then, what's the other? Fancy?
Yeah.
Could you even come out with Fancy now? There's a lot of songs you couldn't come out with now that were out years ago. But anyway, I'm sure this may be the first time Flounder's ever heard this.
Plausible.
I don't know. Or maybe some other people out there, right?
Yeah.
But I got it here. Andrea's not as happy about this. She was looking for something different. But it's interesting, and I'd like to get, you know, the lady's perspective.
I've known about you.
She knows about him.
Yeah.
For a while now. When he leaves me, he wears a smile now. Oof. As soon as he's away from me, in your arms is where he wants to be.
It's not
How
good.
About that?
You That's
thought,
not good.
You thought she was talking about a guy. She's talking about another woman.
Yeah. She knows about it.
She's known for a while now.
A while.
And she's watching him leave happily.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
that's where he's going, and she knows it.
He's wearing a smile.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Got to make her feel good. And I'm assuming, like in my mind, that this is maybe a phone call, or maybe ran each other at a diner. I don't know, but a whole conversation happens.
But you're the one he rushes home.
Oh, so this is somebody else now talking. Okay.
You're the
This is the other person.
This is the other woman talking.
See, yeah, sure.
Okay.
I'm sleeping with him, but he goes home to you, and you got his name. God bless you.
Right.
You should feel happy and excited about that.
Okay.
I never see his face in the early morning light.
I don't wake
you
up to
You have
him.
His mornings, his daytime,
and sometimes.
Okay.
Sometimes.
His nights.
I have his nights.
Interesting. So
okay.
They're competing on who's got it worse.
Right, right. Who really should be the one who feels bad here? Right?
They both feel like they're getting the short end of this stick.
Yes.
I want to know how the stick feels about it.
I want to know, where is he? Is he in the room in this conversation?
Yeah, is he at the diner? Is he waiting the table? Like, what's going on here?
Or on the other line if it's a phone call?
Right.
I don't know.
Is this a party line?
So she's like justifying what she's doing, right? She's like, yeah. He may be happy to see me, but he goes home to you. You get to see him way more than I do.
Right. And then you would think she'd be like, well, I kind of had him first, but no. Oh, yeah. I think he does.
Well, at this point, yeah.
He's loving both of them.
Right.
Does he think of you? Does he think of you? And he's calling me.
Probably thinking, I hope I don't get caught by the other one.
Right.
All his fantasies. Does he love you? Does he love you? Like he's been loving me.
Again, okay. I think you know the answer.
The answer's no to both of you.
Oh, you don't think so?
He doesn't love you like he loves her. He doesn't love you like he loves her. These are two different loves.
Right. I disagree. I think he loves them the equal amount, and that equal amount is very little.
Yes, well
no, see, it's like, listen, you say to people, well, there's no way you could love both of your children. There's no way you could love all four of your children equally. Sure I can. We all buy that, but you can't love two women equally? Of course you can.
I don't know if this is, like, equivalent.
Well, I don't think they're equal in his mind in some ways. I will say this to him, and I don't know where he is again in this song, but after hearing them together and how well they fit together, I'd be like, well, there's another solution here, ladies.
Oh, my God.
Is there an answer song to this from the guy's perspective?
there should be.
But when he's with me,
which one is this?
He says
Reba.
Okay.
And that he won't.
The wife.
Yep.
Right.
That he believes in me.
Okay.
And when I'm in his arms.
Oh, no, that was the girl.
Okay.
Oh, he swears there's no one else. Is he deceiving me?
Yes.
Specifically,
the answer is
if he's in your arms and he swears there's no one else, yes,
but
I think.
Because you know there is.
You heard the other part of the song. Yep. You're singing the duet.
Or am I deceiving myself?
Also, yes. Also.
Deceiving myself. Does he love you? Does he love you like he loves me? Like he loves
I love this guy.
He's your hero.
This guy's a hero.
Very
Although,
little about this
he
guy.
He got caught, so he's not too good at this.
He got caught, but they're not like, hey, let's think of how we can kill him together.
Yes.
They're thinking.
Yet, we're only on verse two.
How about we keep competing for him? And give him all his fantasies.
Yeah, they are bringing this to a weird place on their own.
Anyway, that's that. That's does he love you?
So we don't get a...
There is no real solution. I mean, if you look at the lyrics, we don't want to go through this all day.
No.
But basically...
Well, you missed the last part here.
What?
I shouldn't lose my temper.
Oh, yes.
I shouldn't be ashamed. I don't know who's saying what.
Well, I think Reba, the wife, is saying, I shouldn't lose my temper. And the other one's saying, I shouldn't be ashamed.
Yeah, that would make sense at least.
Because I have everything to lose and I have nothing to gain.
Right. So she has her husband to lose. And the other one's never going to gain him, so she's got nothing. Why is she doing it?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good question.
I think that this song right here is what gave us Goodbye Earl. I think his name was Earl.
Great tune, by the way.
That was a great breakdown.
So
that was a great suggestion.
One chick short.
Listen, by the way, Linda Davis, her daughter is the girl from Lady Annabelle. And Linda Davis in that video, when I was like a teenager, I was like, wow, I love me some Linda Davis. Strawberry shampoo.